awareandprepare.org.
Two, and let me get my bearings again. Call meeting to the order. Madam Secretary.
Thank you. Member Herrera.
Here.
Member Schneider.
Here.
Member Smith.
Here.
Member Wignott.
Here.
Vice Chair Branch. Chair Messner.
Here. All right.
Here.
All right. Okay, we'll let you sit down, and I guess we'll take the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Administrative agenda.
Design Review Board minutes for December 11th, 2012.
Okay.
Move for approval.
Second.
Okay. Anybody wants to make some comments?
I have a couple, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
On page 3, the last sentence, I believe the sentence should read, the paint color for the antenna shall match Benjamin Moore 1459 Metro Gray rather than the project. I think we wanted the boxes and everything to match the color of the pole, and the issue was the antenna.
It should be kind of a neutral to blend with the
scale. Right. So I think project should be antenna in that sentence. And then the other comment I had was on page 8, item K3, which starts on the previous page, but my comment is regarding the comment that's in the motion. And what I was trying to get at there, I think the sentence should read, the applicant is requested to study the issue of creating a better turnaround area near the residence to accommodate larger vehicles, such as delivery trucks. That really was the concern that I was expressing during the meeting. So if we could make that change, I'd appreciate it.
Anybody else?
And those are the only two I have.
I'm sorry. Anybody else? Okay, I've got one for B2. Item B2 was set for January 8th at 2 p.m. today, was the Street Tree Subcommittee. Staff failed to put it on the agenda, so consequently I would move to amend the minutes to the next DRB meeting of January 22nd at 2 o'clock.
Staff would like to comment on that. Minutes are reflective of what happened at a former meeting, so the minutes are actually correct as they are currently written.
Okay. So then, how do we correct this to formally move it to the next meeting as it was reported?
On today's administrative agenda, we have an item about the Street Tree Subcommittee. Let's go ahead and get to that point, but I think the minutes are
okay.
A fair reflection of what happened.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Okay. B2, Planning Director's Report.
All right. Chair Messner and members of the board, Happy New Year, and thank you for coming today. I've got a pretty full director's report for you, so I'm going to just jump into this one. I'm going to jump back to December 18th. It was the date that the City Council had last met, and at that meeting they talked about a number of things. First and foremost, they talked about their schedule for this calendar year, 2013, and they talked about blackout dates and both related to their board, and the staff report had some recommendations for the Planning Commission as well as the Design Review Board. Earlier in 2012, we had projected forward what we thought your calendar was going to be for this year. We nailed most of it, but we didn't anticipate one small change. So August 13th, we previously thought there was going to be a meeting for the Design Review Board. That date has been requested to go black during the summer months, and August 27th would be your meeting instead. The calendar that we passed out today and put in the foyer for the chambers is accurate, and that's the only change. So we just wanted to give you that heads up. We're going to go ahead and put that new calendar up on our website, too, just to get everyone on the same page here. Also at that meeting, there was a discussion about this room itself and future council chamber improvements. So I wanted to share that with you. Come spring of this year, we're looking at improvements to be made to the council chambers. So let me go ahead and zoom in here a little bit more for you. And we're looking at a more formal dais being created in this location. There has been a sensitivity to how the Design Review Board operates, and I liken it to a discussion at the kitchen table, and I want to try to keep that as much as possible. So there has been some money allocated to be able to bring in tables to put it in this general location so we can continue that sit-down discussion with members of the applicant teams. And in addition to those sort of facilities being available, some computer-generated images were made of what it's going to look like from the audience, from a variety of perspectives, a more formal treatment of the screen up here, and a new podium being presented as well. One of the challenges the council was working with is knowing that we're not going to be in this building forever. So what sort of facilities can we construct now that might be portable for a new residence, if you will? So as we get closer to spring 2013, I do expect some changes in here, and we'll let you know what's happening as we get closer to that date. We don't know if there's going to be a disruption in using this room or not. For the time being, we're assuming not, and our meetings will just go on per pace of the calendar that's before us in the same location. So just for your information, we wanted to share that. And also on December 18th, the Camino Real specific plan was up before the council, and that was all about a change in the specific plan to increase the number of allowable hotel rooms from 106 to 115. The council did conduct a first reading of that ordinance and continued it to this next meeting on January 15th. You'll notice that project is on your calendar today. It doesn't really deal with any of the internal things, but there's a small landscaping bit that we'll seek DRB comment today. If I step away from the City Council's actions, over to the Planning Commission, they met yesterday, and one of the projects that I just want to keep you updated on is the Cabrillo Business Park FLIR project. That project received positive comments from the Planning Commission and a recommendation for approval to the City Council. So that's going to appear before the City Council shortly, and then it'll be coming back to the Design Review Board shortly thereafter, is our current anticipation. So we'll keep you updated on that one. As I continue down our list of things, as we all know, we had a former member, Cecilia Brown, gave her resignation, and one of the things that we like to do is to recognize our members that have served with us. Cecilia is one of our unique members in that she's been here since the initiation of the Design Review Board. And one of the things I'm pleased to share with you is Cecilia asked not to be formally recognized before the council, but has agreed to have a sycamore tree planted in her honor somewhere in the city. So we're working with the Public Works Department to find a proper location for that tree. It hasn't been identified yet, but when it is, we'll be sure to let all of you know. Just so you know that that's moving forward. It's something a little bit different than the standard tiles that we give out in our moments of appreciation.
Is she okay with us knowing the location of that tree?
I haven't shared that with her, but it will be a public tree, so she has no choice. but thank you for your concern. Also, following up from that, with a member of our board stepping down, it naturally leads into the whole discussion of new members and the current members stepping back up. So recruitment periods were finalized yesterday for both the Planning Commission as well as the Design Review Board. There's currently three positions that are open, and we did have a total of three applications come in for those positions. Both Member Smith and Member Herrera have reapplied for their positions. So we'll keep you up to date with when those interviews are happening, as well as the appointment processes are happening.
For some reason, I thought the 14th was the cutoff date.
There's a separate cutoff for the Parks and Recreation Commission, as well as the Public Tree Advisory Commission. That's the 14th.
Okay.
So, which is a good segue into the agenda. If I may, the next thing on the agenda, following the director's report, if there aren't any questions about any of that, is the street tree subcommittee / materials item. And one of the things that Chris alluded to earlier was that there was a request for discussion for the materials the street tree subcommittee has prepared over the years, and essentially what's to happen with those, what are the correct materials. Staff went back and looked at the history of the street tree subcommittee and the city council's recent creation and establishment of a public tree advisory commission. And what we found was that in November, when the city council established the the public tree advisory commission, at that point in time, we started the transition away from the street tree subcommittee and into the formal public tree advisory commission. Automatically, what we're going to do is take the materials that have been generated by the street tree subcommittee. They're very good materials. We're going to transfer those directly over to the advisory commission to consider along with the public works director and let them go through their processes. To kind of finalize that loop, we do have the application process for the advisory commission ending this Monday, January 14th. So if you know anyone that's interested in that commission, by all means, please encourage them to apply for that position. Appointments are anticipated to happen shortly thereafter, and then we'll have a new board on our hands here at the city. One of the things that we do want to make clear is that the creation of the Public Tree Advisory Commission does not limit the Design Review Board's interaction with landscaping on site. All private entitlement and landscaping questions will still run before this board. In addition to that, any of our public projects that would come before the Design Review Board for advisory input will still, you'll still be able to comment on those things.
Do you know how many members are on the commission, and is there a certain requirement for the makeup of the members?
There are 5 members on the Public Tree Advisory Commission. There are 7 on the Park and Recreation Commission. As far as the specific requirements for each commission, I don't remember those off the top of my head. Those notices have been put on our city, on the city's website, and are available through the clerk's office as well as through me if anyone would like to see them.
Go ahead, Bob.
Scott, most of the projects that have come before the Design Review Board have frontage on a public road, which includes the city's right-of-way planting strip and so on. So are you saying that those projects then were going to need to go to the Tree Advisory Commission to review what trees will be selected, or is that something that's going to continue to be brought to the DRB?
The discussion for what happens on a private development on site will continue to happen before the Design Review Board. Items that happen in the public right-of-way, it's actually a very good question, but the way that we've incorporated with the Public Works Department or worked with the Public Works Department in the past is they give us their recommendations for what sort of improvements they wish to happen one way or another. Given the creation of the Public Tree Advisory Commission, I would assume at this point in time that those comments would go before that board. Let me get back to you about that, the answer specifically to that question, but I believe that has transferred with the creation of the new commission.
Well, it would be my suggestion that the recommended tree list that the street tree subcommittee prepared and that went through the Design Review Board and was forwarded to staff be continued to be used by project applicants until such time as the Tree Advisory Commission you know, has reviewed it and signed off on it or amended it, but to have nothing until that board is constituted and up and running seems a little out of order, if you will.
I don't think we've lost the tree guidelines in the process, so we shall continue to share that with the applicants. But we'll definitely forward these comments along to the Public Works Director. And as far as that particular dynamic that you asked about, I'll report back at the next meeting.
Did you have something to say? Okay. As it was discussed, agendized last meeting, it was agendized to discuss an action item on January 8th for the Street Tree Subcommittee recommendations outlines of 12-8-209 and the Street Tree List of February 11th, 2009. As it's been stated by the City Council that the Street Tree is the tree board until such time as the new board is established. And I think it's premature to, until the tree board is established, the applications are still out. It's, as I understand, January 14th. And so with that said, we're getting close to, for the street tree to dissolve. And we feel as a street tree subcommittee, we made the action item to make a motion that we want to forward these materials. And so before I do that, we have a speaker slip. Ed Easton.
Thank you very much.
Gee, I know I had to do that when I was at the dais, but here, no. Thank you very much for hearing me. I'm a little disturbed at the rush to judgment here. The Street Tree Subcommittee has been working pretty hard for a pretty long time. It's been there. It's part of your body. The council, do not have an advisory tree commission begun to be set up yet. The number of administrative hurdles that have to be jumped when you set up a body of that kind haven't even been talked about yet. Bylaws, so on and so forth. And yet, how long, if I could ask you guys, how long has the Street Tree recommendations for what kind of trees ought to be planted and how they would be planted, as well as nurtured in the nursery, how long have those existed in their current form? Can anybody tell me?
About three or 4 years. Four years.
3 or 4 years?
Yes.
I'd like to find out, you know, why that hasn't come to a vote before you guys and passed forward to the City Council to be made part of the record. That's the way you get things done. 3 or 4 years seems like a kind of a long time. And I would wonder what took so long, but perhaps somebody will whisper that in my ear. I'm a little concerned because I don't understand what seems to be staff's desire to not be bound by the same kind of standards that we expect private homeowners, contractors, all the people that come to us for permits, the right ways and wrong ways to grow trees. I've been educated on those by Goleta Valley Beautiful. And yet, We don't have any standards for that yet. There are right ways to plant things near sidewalks, near curbs, so on and so forth. I've been educated about them, too. And we don't have any standards for that, except through you guys. Now it's going to be 6 months, at least, before that advisory committee that you're setting up is ever going to get their act together unless they get some powerful, powerful staff assistance and cooperation to say, this is the work that was done by a group of people who worked very hard and had a good deal of experience in the field. What kind of candidates we're going to get is going to be very interesting. We may reject some of them. You may not have a full-fledged advisory board for some time. So I would urge you as a body to, God bless, to bless the Street Tree Committee as you say goodbye to it and dignify its work, which you asked for, by the way, as a body, with a vote, and send it to us. We'd love to have it and discuss it and adopt it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. With that said, I'm going to make a motion. The street tree material of the street tree planting list revised February 11th, 2009, and the street tree subcommittee recommendations outline with the nursery standards, planting guidelines, et cetera, revised 12-8-209. I'd like to motion to forward to the city council for the review of possible adoption or amendment and as appropriate to be forwarded to the tree advisory board for consideration.
I will second that.
Mr. Chair, don't believe that, just talking briefly with Mr. Kollwitz, I don't believe this was agendized for action today. You do need to comply with the Brown Act. You are subject to the Brown Act, and I believe there was a discussion as well as far as to what the purview was for you. But as far as action taken, you need to only take action on those items that were publicly noticed. So
the action item for December 11th, M1, Member Wignot requested a discussion and action item on January 8th, 2013, regarding the Street Tree Subcommittee recommended planting list and associated nursery standards and planting guidelines.
Again, you have an agenda for today's meeting. The public was noticed as to what actions would be taken today. Pursuant to California state law, you're precluded from taking action that the public was not notified that you would be taking action on today.
If I could ask a quick question of counsel. What happens in a case where this board heard the request from Member Wignot and passed on it and said, yes, let's do this, but yet we find ourselves with an agenda that doesn't have the item that we wanted to have on it? Does this mean that if somebody accidentally slips up in the on staff in the making of the agenda, that we're hobbled from doing our business?
Yes, if that is exactly what it means. It means that if the public is not notified that this item will be on for action, they don't have an opportunity to come and participate, then you cannot do the people's business without notifying them of that. My understanding is that you have received some information, and we can certainly work with Mr. Kollwitz to provide additional information. This is an advisory board. It is subject to the authority that it has been granted. It does not create its own jurisdiction. It does not create its own subject matter for action.
That's why it's passed off to the council.
Yeah, we're not all.
I think the point is it wasn't agendized, and we have to pay attention to that. So we can try to get it agendized on our next agenda if we like.
B3 says street tree subcommittee materials. And the materials are these guidelines that was brought up by Mr. Wignot for agenda, discussion, and action.
You can't, the public cannot tell from what is listed on that item that there's going to be some action. It's listed under your administrative actions. It's the administrative portion of the agenda, not the action items.
May I ask why that is? And maybe Mr. Kollwitz can illuminate us.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious, too. Also, B2 item. It was set for a street tree subcommittee to meet today, and it was failed to be put on the agenda.
With the establishment of the Public Tree Advisory Commission, one of the things that that we have discussed in the past with the Design Review Board, as well as with the public as a whole, is that starts the transition from the street tree subcommittee being in existence today and moving forward to a Public Tree Advisory Commission. The materials that the street tree subcommittee has created over the years are not going away. There are things that we still have with us today. There are still things that the tree list in particular has been something that's been reviewed by the city council at a former date. It's been revised since that point in time, but it's been something that we have shared with our applicants. That, along with a guideline that had been created by the street tree subcommittee but was never reviewed by any other body of the city, is something that will be passed along to the Public Tree Advisory Commission for their discussion with the director and, if need be, to be brought up before the Public Works Director. So all the materials that the city, that the street tree subcommittee has created are recognized as being there and will be forwarded to the body that the city council has established to take up your place. So we're not losing anything in the meantime. But with the establishment of that commission, essentially we have now transitioned away from the street tree subcommittee and to the Public Tree Advisory Commission.
Well, the question, the more fundamental question that I have is, when we ask for an item to be agendized in a particular way, which is something to be discussed and worked over with the board, why is it not agendized as that instead of being just under the administrative, you know, stuff? I mean, I understand what you're saying, too, about this matter in particular, but it sounds to me that Mr. Easton, I think he, and forgive me if I sound woefully ignorant, I believe he is the mayor, is he not?
He is the former mayor, he is on the city council.
Thank you. Former Mayor Easton, Council Member Easton, what he says seems to be at variance with what I'm hearing.
I didn't receive the benefit of hearing all of Mr. Easton's comments. Mr. Easton was not authorized by the city council. He was speaking as an individualist and speaking as to his views on that. And if you go back to the nature of this body, it is an advisory body.
Yes.
It's delegated specific authority on subject matter from the city council. If the city council either does not delegate or removes the delegation of authority from this body, the body cannot, on its own volition, take up discussion of something beyond that authority.
Oh, there's something missing here.
Yeah.
There's something missing here, and I don't like it.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
So, Mr. Giles, is it possible for us to request staff to put this item on the agenda for our next DRB meeting and vote on it then, which would be the 22nd, I believe?
I think it is appropriate for you to make the request. I think I have not been privy to all of the discussions. I don't know all of the parameters of what has been authorized, what is being sought to be put on the agenda. But certainly staff would work with Mr. Kollwitz, and if that request was within the scope of the authority that was conveyed by the city council, then it would be appropriate. If not, then no.
If we're here as an advisory body, a voluntary advisory body, to come up and make decisions, and pass them on in effect to the city council, then, but it sounds like what we have here is a blockage to prevent us from doing exactly the thing that we want to do.
Exactly.
I'm not, that's the part I don't understand. Why, if we're here as an advisory body, then why cannot we advise?
You are an advisory body to advise on those items that the city council has delegated to you and requested your advice on.
Well, I would just submit to you that the city council in its discussions has said that the street tree subcommittee should continue until such time as the tree advisory commission was up and running. And I mean, I'm not saying that verbatim, but that was the thought, that the one body would go away when the second body, the new organization, was prepared to take up the subject matter. And I just, I mean, as I say, I think it's a little premature because that body has been, it's in the application for position stage. It's not constituted and tasked to do anything at this point in time.
The action of the city council was to convey certain authority to that body, which they did create. The body has been created, as you point out, Member Rigdon. It is they are in the process now of appointing members to that body, but the authority has been conveyed. There are still tree issues that were not conveyed to that body, and those remain with this board. And I do believe that there, it certainly was the expectation that was expressed by the council that this board be able to continue doing its job, but not in such a manner as to make either adoptions or further actions which would be part of the purview of the board that the council specifically has taken action to create.
The council did say that we are the tree board until such time.
Again, I'm not going to debate the issue on that with you. If you'd like to submit the request, we'd be glad to work with Mr. Kollwitz and look at the purview of the authority. I was not briefed on today's meeting or issue. It came up as it was, and that there was proposed action on an item that was not in the agenda, and I was asked to come in and give a legal opinion on that. And I'd like to be able to engage you and provide you with any additional advice and guidance that you may desire or need. But on something that I haven't seen, I'm not going to go back and talk about the meeting that was month and a half, 2 months ago, and what the council said without going back and reviewing the actions that they took.
It just seems like Mr. Easton said, it just seems premature. Yes, the city council created the body.
Yes, sir.
But it has no physical corporeal existence yet. They don't even know who the members are. So I fail to understand the legal distinction. Well, I don't know, maybe I'm just getting out of my depth here, but it seems like it's all getting pushed a little too prematurely. That's about the best I can say. I can understand once they finally, they pick the members and they actually meet and officially start. But anyways.
Members of the Design Review Board, your comments are heard. We'll go ahead and consider these and have discussions with both the Planning Director, the Public Works Director, the City Attorney, review the tape, and I'll report back to you at your next meeting.
Then I think we need to make an agenda for next meeting.
That does segue well into our next item, item B4. One of the items, as you might have noticed, that's been on your former agendas has been the words, request for future agenda items by members. It's something unique to the Design Review Board agenda. It's not something you find on the Planning Commission agendas or the City Council agendas. So as a matter of consistency, we're actually going to remove that section from the agenda formally. As a matter of practice, what we do expect is the chair to convey to staff the things you would like to have on the agenda, and we'll continue to work with staff for items before.
That's fine. I want to settle the tree issue now first before we start getting the other. And as I understand, it was said by even the attorney, we need to make it a request. So I want to go back to settle that issue.
If you want to make a request, we'll look at it.
Fine. So for an agenda and action, it will be the street tree planting list revised February 11th, 2009, and the street tree subcommittee recommendation outline, nursery standards, planting guidelines, et cetera, revised 12-8-209. And that is what we'll discuss and motion to pass on to the City Council.
That's a motion, correct?
For vote, yes.
Yeah.
For next meeting.
Yeah.
And yeah, okay.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 And then also, we also had a street tree meeting set for today, and it also failed to be posted. And that was set up during the last meeting of December 11th. Why that failed too? Oh, well. So that meeting will be moved to January 22nd at 2 o'clock.
I will second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Now we go to B4. Any more comments?
No.
This is for B4, request for future agenda items by members. Mr. Kollwitz, what I'm understanding you to say is that staff would work with the chair to determine what items should appear on future agendas?
That's correct.
So if a DRB member has an item that he wishes to have considered for our future agenda, then that needs to be verbally or somehow transmitted to the chair of the board what's the process for doing that, I guess, is my question.
There's no formal process per se. It's a conversation a board member would have with the chair, asking them to coordinate with staff.
Okay, and then is there going to be some set procedure for the chair to be sitting down with staff and developing the agenda for coming meetings?
With any agenda requests, there are certain things that staff just automatically does as we create your agendas. If there are other requests, staff has always been available to the chair of the Design Review Board for specific requests, and members in general for questions about the workings of the board. So we would simply continue that relationship.
Okay, C, review of agenda and projected agenda.
Okay, and thank you, members of the board. Today you have a total of four items on your agenda, and all four are anticipated to be heard today. As we look forward to future agendas, January 22nd, we have three items on that calendar. A new one that's appearing for you is the Hollister Avenue and Kellogg Avenue Park in Old Town. So we're going to have some advisory comments we ask for you to help us out with. Other projects that are tentatively scheduled, we have the Mariposa Assisted Living Facility on the far west end of the city coming back before you for final review, as well as the Cabrillo Business Park / FLIR Improvements Project coming back for you tentatively scheduled for preliminary review. As we look forward to future agenda items after that, they're pretty wide open. So anything that you need to continue today, there's ability to do so.
Okay. Public comments. At this time, if the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. Anybody wish to speak? Okay. Having none. Consent calendar. Sign calendar?
Yes, sign committee heard DRB item 12129 DRB at 33 La Patera Lane overall sign plan. The request, there was a misprint on the agenda. It was not preliminary, it was for preliminary slash final. As I understand from staff reviewing the project with us, that our recommendations, which were applied, which were complied with at the last time we saw this project back on the 11th of December, has since been sent on to the Planning Commission and the Zoning Administrator, and they've liked what they've seen.
Not the Planning Commission, but the Zoning Administrator.
I'm sorry. Yes. Okay. But basically, they've passed on it as well, so they came back to us, and we recommend final approval for the overall site plan.
I'll second that. It's a final approval as submitted.
Okay, thank you.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. G, revised final calendar.
Item G1 is number 12-176 DRB, Willow Springs Phase 2 Carports, Willow Springs Court, and Sycamore Terrace, APNs 073-060-044-2-048.
And I will need to recuse myself as the applicant is a client of mine.
Members of the DRB, the Willow Springs 2 project received final approval from the DRB in September 25th, and the carports were not included at that time, so we are just looking at carports today, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Richard Six will be describing the carports.
Richard Six, LMA Architects.
Steve Fort with Suzanne Elge Planning and Permitting.
So let's do something fun.
Carports.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. I'm still cooling down. Declarations.
I have visited the site before.
Same here. Visited. No ex parte conversations.
I visited the site.
Same.
Great. So this is a follow-up, a separate permit. It's just for the covered carports. We've had approval of the total project some time now from you, and this is under a separate permit. And we have 15 structures, as you can see on the site plan. Yeah. And we have slightly, they're not exactly the way the first phase was done. The first phase was done with steel vertical tube columns and wood structure, wood trusses and trim and so forth. We've had a significant limitation to this project, as you probably know. We have places where the archaeology is very, very shallow. So the previous design had very deep and significant foundations in order to hold up the heavier structure. So the Tobes Group has gone to a product that they have used successfully at Sumida Gardens and so forth, which is comprised of a light gauge steel members, both in their column buildup and their purlins and beams. What we have done is modified their common product design by putting on the ends, doing a little bit of detailing on the gable ends of these carports and so forth to make it more woodsy. We have, if you go to sheet A1.0, you'll see the carport end elevation. We've included a textured plywood vertical gable end to introduce more wood. It's similar to the previous one. I have a picture of the previous. I don't know how I should have brought more, but that's the previous all wood structure. And here is, this is not exactly what's going to be done, but this is the Baja project, the product. So basically what the Baja project, Baja product does is turn slightly different framing. Again, it's all light gauge steel. So we've, as again, we're using the same concrete tiles as previous. We're going to paint it the same color as previous. And again, introducing the ends with the gable ends with the wood treatment. I think that's the long and short of it. Any questions?
So with the with regard to the footings, the ones that are more horizontal in cross-section will be predominantly used throughout the site? There will be very few caisson footings, or it will be a mixture?
Exactly the opposite. If the archaeological portion that when it becomes shallow in this area right here, so these three carports will have the shallower footings.
That's these, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Correct.
Okay.
So the rest of it is deep enough or outside of the archaeological region that we will go to the standard deeper footings.
Okay. And then just the other question I had was, are the carports illuminated at night? Will they have electrical fixtures under the eaves, or?
No.
Okay.
No, there's no fixtures.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, I don't have any questions. Comments, though.
Yeah, let's go to comments.
All right. I like it. It's, you know, pretty straightforward. That's about it. That's so. I definitely.
Simone. Scott.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with this at all. In fact, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Bob.
If everybody's okay.
I guess my other question was, it's matching existing, so the existing carports have no illumination either under them. The picture you're showing of Sumita Gardens appears to have an electric fixture under the carport that would illuminate it. So I just
okay,
and I'm not sure. I didn't really look closely at the Willow Springs 1 carports to see if there was anything in there. But
I am unclear what they'll be doing with that. So we could.
I mean, if they are, we just need to have a cut sheet on the plans, and looks like it's all downlit. So it would be maintaining the dark sky principles for lighting, and we'd be happy with that, I guess.
Okay. And I think that they will be even better shrouded because the nature of the open volume as opposed to the flat here will put the light up further.
Right.
So if indeed I'm mistaken and there is lighting in that second phase,
I think we could have the motion amended to include a cut sheet if electrical outlets are going to be used. I mean, so we still could approve it on revised final, if that would be okay.
Okay, I have a question on how come there's no gutters or anything? Because I know when it will pour down, it's just going to just drop right on the cars and access in and out. So I just want to bring that up.
I don't. The previous design did not have gutters, so the I guess they're not needed.
Is that something you guys can do? I mean, I'd almost like to see gutters, but then again, I'm just one person here. Is there, in the other carports, in the other areas, how are they set up? Do they have gutters, or?
No.
Then that's fine. Scott, you make a motion.
All right, I will move to approve this as submitted with the condition that if in fact there is lighting to be a part of this, that that we address that. I guess, can we deal with that either on consent or with via administratively with staff?
You could do it with staff, working with an appointed member or of the design review board.
I'm comfortable with that. Okay.
Yeah.
I will second that.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That was fun.
Thanks.
Okay. H, final calendar. Preliminary calendar, I-1.
Item I-1 is number 12-096 DRB, Camino Real Hotel, 115 rooms, 401 Stark Road, APN 073-440-019.
Good afternoon, board members.
Thank you, Natasha.
And Chair Mester, if I could introduce this project. This is the Camino Real Hotel coming back before you. It's had a short journey recently. We had the DRB last reviewed this project. It actually wasn't November. I'm forgetting the exact date, but reviewed the project and sent it off before the City Council, Planning Commission and the City Council for an amendment to the specific plan. Increasing the number of rooms that were available from 106 to 115. The Planning Commission spoke favorably on the recommendation to the City Council, and the City Council gave the first reading of the ordinance on December 18th of last year. And it's going to be coming back before the City Council for the second reading of the ordinance on the 15th. With that, the applicant has moved forward with the physical changes that are anticipated with adoption of that amendment. And that basically limits itself in terms of exterior conditions to landscaping, some landscaping being removed and the implementation of 5 parking spaces on the south side of the structure. As far as zoning standards for the design review board to know about, the C2 zone district where this property is located does not have a minimum amount of landscape coverage. All that the zone district requires is that there is a landscape plan with associated development. There currently is an adopted landscape plan. The proposal for you would modify that slightly. The area that's to be converted from landscaping to parking spaces essentially is very small bushes today with a lot of mulch in that area. So that would be removed and 5 parking spaces would go in its place. As far as the required number of parking spaces, a total of 118 would be required, and that's indeed what is proposed on the plans as of today. So from a zoning consistency standpoint, the city sees no problem with this project whatsoever. And with that, I'll go ahead and turn it over to the applicant to give his brief presentation after we do declarations for the project.
I am familiar with the project and have been past it many times.
Ditto. Same. Have not been there recently, though.
I've visited by the project and all that.
I have visited the site.
I have also no conversation with the applicant regarding this this item.
Yep.
Same.
Okay. Okay. Thank you and good afternoon. My name is Tony Rozek with Artie Olson Development. So today's proposed design changes relate directly to the SBA approval by City Council to allow 9 additional rooms to be sold at the hotel. And this is achieved by converting interior 2-bedroom units into individual sellable units with connecting doors. So the only physical change to the project would be interior doors, corridor and connecting, and the addition of parking spaces to meet the ordinance for these additional rooms. And the proposed parking spaces, 5 located along the south parking area near Phelps Road. And the parking count, the original, is above and beyond ordinance. So the 9 additional rooms calculated out per the city's code allows only 5 additional parking spaces to be added.
I'm just looking at this real quick. It looks like you have wheel stops.
Correct.
Can we pull the curb back to the wheel stop? I mean, you don't have them on the other one, so I'm assuming that in the other locations, the curb is acting as the wheel stop. Can we do the same thing here and pull that back?
We can, but first let me explain the intent of the curb stop. In the other areas, we do have a 2-foot overhang, which, as you've noticed, is a curb along the landscape.
Mm-hmm.
So the worry of safety, or the concern of safety to pedestrians, doesn't exist on the perimeter because it's just landscaping. But because we're parking along a sidewalk, safety concern as in a car pulling up, hitting the curb, and the pedestrian walking, we'd feel more comfortable with the curb stops.
I'd argue the wheel stops are more of a tripping hazard than they will save, but I'll let you go either way.
I don't have any comments. I'm prepared to support the applicant.
Get a motion.
I make a motion to accept what's this?
We're here for preliminary approval.
Okay, yeah, for preliminary approval for the addition of the parking spaces.
I'll second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. There you go.
So continuing state is needed for this project. The question staff would have, is this one that would be ripe for final on consent at your next calendar date?
Yeah.
Okay. On the 22nd.
Okay. Okay. J, conceptual preliminary calendar. Conceptual calendar, K1.
Item K1 is number 12-127 DRB, Hanson Residence, 810 North Fairview Avenue, APN 069-070-036-0037-038.
I will need to recuse myself as the project is being done in my office.
Okay, Brian, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Chair, members of the board. Okay. So this is the Hanson Residence, proposed residence at 810 North Fairview. This is the third conceptual meeting for conceptual review. And the last time we met on December 11th, the comment from that meeting was to restudy the driveway for turnaround, and so to better turn around vehicles adjacent to the residence. So the applicant has put in something to address that comment, and I'll let her present that in just a second. When we get to public comment, I did receive one letter via email this morning. So when we get to that point, I can state that for the record, and the letter is in front of you from Ms. Wells. And that is all that I had. If you can give declarations real quick, and then we turn it over to the applicant.
I've been to the site. No conversations with the applicant.
Same.
I've been to the site. No conversation with the applicant.
Okay.
My name is Nicole Trotman. I'm with CSA Architects. And what our goal was to present today for the meeting was just that we needed to add the turnaround driveway for the fire truck access. And if you look at sheet AS, you'll see that turnaround. It won't be on the civil plan on sheet one, only because the civil would need to update that and do their stuff with the retaining. So it's on our architectural sheet. And if you take a look at the right side of the house, as you're looking at the plan, you'll see the turnaround hammerhead for the fire truck. And it does meet the minimum distance requirements as far as what they'll need for an easy turnaround.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Then we'll have public comment. Betty Wells.
Yeah, I guess I don't understand where the turnaround is. Is it facing toward the Fairview?
It's right there.
Is it coming down from our road, Lagalita Road? That's where the turnaround is, coming down from Lagalita Road?
The access hasn't changed. There's still access proposed here as well as down in Fairview. The turnaround simply allows a vehicle to pull in, pull back out, and to go either way.
Like a three-point turn.
Exactly, allowing a three-point turn within a prescribed pad.
Okay. Well, I'm very opposed to that position for the turnaround, because it's also presuming, it appears to me, that he will be coming in from Lagalita Road, which is still a great big concern of all the neighbors up there. Also, one of my concerns right now is there's a lot of grading going on there, and I was wondering whether they had a grading permit now, since this is a preliminary thing. I drove by today, and there's a huge amount of dirt being moved. So I don't know whether that comes under your preliminary approval, but I thought before we move dirt, we have to have a grading permit. So that's my concern.
Thank you. I don't know if you want to address that, or
I can address that real quick. The city has not issued any grading permits for any work out there. The trigger point for grading permit requirement is 50 cubic yards by our ordinance. So I'm not aware of any work going on out there. But so that's
all right.
Well, I would like you to take a look at it, because there's a lot of dirt being moved. And from my point of view, it's a lot more than 50 yards.
Okay. Thank you. Questions?
Nicole, so there will be a, when you come back for preliminary, you will have some drawings that will show the how that hammerhead is being supported as far as retaining wall or some kind of foundation? I mean,
the civil engineer will need to do that. So, Kevin, as far as coordination, at what point will you have that?
Does that work? The elevation lines are going to be slid out a little to cover that, but we're still well within the slope that we can stack in front of that elevation line.
So you won't require a retaining wall at the south end?
No, we'll move the elevation lines that come straight out from the bottom of it. We'll simply slide over slightly.
Feather these out, and exactly. So you'll add more fill here?
Exactly. Just something else to keep in mind from staff or processing standpoint, when this comes back for preliminary review, there will theoretically be more detail on the plans. So right now, remember, this is just conceptual review.
Right. We'll see landscaping and all kinds of fine stuff. Okay. So we're here today to talk about that turnaround.
As far as the last meeting went, you just wanted to see the turnaround, and that was pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, my concern in making the comment was larger vehicles like delivery trucks, you know, FedEx or UPS vans, but if you're saying in your presentation that this is also going to accommodate a fire truck if necessary, then I think that's exactly what we were looking for.
Okay, I have no comments.
As far as the turnaround goes, no, I have no comments either. I'm just not clear what's happening as far as the issue of access off of Lagalita Road.
Yeah,
but I don't think that affects the turnaround, just because of its position. It's in a logical position, you know, so you don't have to do a lot of earth moving. So I've got no problem with it at all.
Okay.
I'm okay with it. I would make a motion that that we have for conceptual approval.
Completed conceptual.
Completed conceptual review.
We'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So if we can agree that conceptual is completed, staff is recommending that we take it off calendar at this point to process the permit and then re-notice it and bring it back for a preliminary at a later date. Does that sound good?
Noted.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. L, advisory calendar. M, announcement by members. Carl, just in time. N, we'll adjourn.
It naps so blooming, lutely still. I would never budge till spring crept over the windowsill with someone's head resting on my knee, warm and tender as he can be. Who takes good care of me? Oh, wouldn't it be lovely, 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 lovely?
Challenge, and they're off. Lloyd is at the first challenge, making a successful 911 call. Is he looking for the 11 button? Here comes Coons. Lloyd, with a perfect turn, has shut off the gas meter. Look at that form. Good thing, because gas leaks can cause explosions. And they're at the final challenge. Wow, she really has her first aid. And we have a winner. When the next disaster strikes, will you be prepared?
It was just hard to see, you know, the big house that my dad built that three generations of us grew up in, and all the great memories of all of us growing up there, gone. You know, when it hits, you don't think about it. You don't think about what you're supposed to grab. You just think, I gotta get out of here. I was lucky enough to, when I was leaving, one of the neighbors ran right past me and went into my house. He was smart enough to think to grab my meds and some other supplies that I, you know, medical supplies that I knew I was going to need. Don't just sit around and wait for it to happen. It will happen. If you live up here, eventually, it will burn.
Where is he?
I know. Yeah, I know.
Put Puddles on the line. Yes, I know he's a dog. Puddles, you're going outside with Jennifer to do your business. Right by your favorite bush. The green one.
Brittany, time travel is possible. It's totally possible. Yeah, and what about the space-time continuum? The fabric of time is interwoven.
Some people choose unlimited calling. Others choose unlimited texting. But there's one thing not included in any calling plan. The common sense not to talk or text while you drive.